Citizen of Heaven, a compilation.
Where you come from is one of the most significant things about you. It forms your worldview, dictates your opportunities, and plays a major part in your identity. It's one of the first things strangers ask one another. There's a more concrete identity that goes far deeper than simply the personality we have or the place we come from. Whatever the image or color of our passports, if we're a Christian, then our nationality doesn't define us. Jesus does. Philippians 3:20 puts it like this, "But our citizenship is in heaven." Don't misunderstand. Nationality is important, and we should thank God for where He allows us to live. However, through adoption into the family of God, our primary allegiance isn't to a flag, a state, or a country. It's to Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a citizen of heaven? Well, like a citizen of any country, there are benefits that come with our divine citizenship. We are under the protection of the King of Kings, which is more powerful than any earthly army. We have permission to enter His presence at any time, just as we have the right to be in our home nation. These benefits come with responsibilities too. Citizens adopt the culture and behaviors of their nation. As citizens of heaven, we have the responsibility to demonstrate God's kingdom here on earth. That's why Jesus teaches us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Wherever you're reading this, and wherever you're from, you can choose today to live like a citizen of heaven. This mentality will transform the way you love and serve the world around you. Finn Sheridan. A citizen is a person who legally belongs to a country and has the rights and protection of that country. Citizens adopt the culture and practices of the nation or kingdom to which they belong. When we are born again by faith in Jesus Christ, we are born into the kingdom of heaven. Speaking of those who have had that spiritual rebirth, Philippians 3:20 says, "Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus spent much of His earthly ministry explaining the kingdom of heaven. When God grants us citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, we become new creatures. He sends His Holy Spirit to indwell our spirits, and our bodies become His temple. The Holy Spirit begins to transform our sinful, worldly desires into those that glorify God. His goal is to make us as much like Jesus as possible in this life. We are given the power and privilege of exiting the world's flawed value system and living for eternity. To be adopted into the family of God means that we become citizens of an eternal kingdom where our Father is the King. Our focus turns toward eternal things and storing up treasure in heaven. We consider ourselves ambassadors to this earth until our Father sends for us and we go home. We live a short time in these physical bodies, anticipating the bright future in our real home. While here, we share Abraham's experience, living like a stranger in a foreign country, looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. gotquestions.org. When we join the kingdom of God through the grace of Jesus and the power of his resurrection, our citizenship is transferred from the world ruled by Satan to the heavenly kingdom ruled by God. Philippians 3:20-21 says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." The Bible tells us that our entry into this heavenly citizenship is like being born again. The Gospels record Jesus speaking of the kingdom of heaven repeatedly. He likened it to a field where wheat and weeds grew together, appearing similar. Jesus said the two would be identified and separated at harvest. God knows the difference between those who belong to him and those who only appear to. There are those who act like citizens of heaven, but have no relationship with Jesus and have not experienced a rebirth in their hearts. When we are reborn into the kingdom of heaven, we are also made into a new creation by the Holy Spirit's indwelling. He then begins his work of transformation, replacing worldly desires with godly desires, making us more like Jesus. Matthew 6:19-20 tells us that we can store up treasure in heaven. Additionally, as citizens of heaven, we are given the role of ambassador to others until we are recalled, in a way, back home. Our time on earth is relatively short compared to eternity. We are called to live here as strangers in a land that is not our own, looking forward to living in our homeland. CompellingTruth.org. Your citizenship is in heaven. Someday I will transform your lowly body so that it will be like my glorious body. You will have an eternity to enjoy your perfect, glorified body. So don't be overly concerned about your physical condition now. Many of my followers cling desperately to their earthly lives when they are at the very portals of paradise. Yet, once they let go and pass through that fine veil into heaven, they experience ecstatic joy surpassing anything they've ever imagined. Your times are in my hands. I have planned out all your days, and I know exactly how many you have left. Since your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, I expect you to take care of it. But I don't want you to be too focused on its condition. This can make you anxious and distract you from my presence. Instead, receive each day as a precious gift from me. Look for both the pleasures and the responsibilities I've placed before you on your path. Hold my hand in joyful trust. I am always by your side. Jesus. God's city is going to be perfect and pure and beautiful. In fact, it's not going to be beautiful, it already is beautiful. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." It will be the culmination, the ultimate of heaven on earth, inhabited only by heavenly beings and earthlings made heavenly, in a perfect atmosphere. A heavenly environment, with the most excellent housing the world has ever known. The whole place shining like precious stones and jewels. But best of all, it will be full of billions of people living in harmony and love with God and each other. Will you be there? You can be. Jesus is waiting to welcome you. You can receive Him as your Savior by saying a short prayer like this one. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me. I ask you to come into my life, forgive me of my sins, and grant me the gift of eternal life in heaven. Thank you. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with sincerity, then you are now a citizen of heaven, with full entry rights into the heavenly city of the future. And not only a heavenly future, but heaven in your heart and mind now. Jesus will be with you now, and will be there to welcome you on the day that you pass through heaven's gates. Activated Magazine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.